ABC Radio Australia.
It's not just aid organisations and civil society groups struggling with the US government's foreign aid freeze, so too are small independent media outlets. Among the billions of dollars frozen by President Donald Trump is around $270 million US dollars to support independent media around the world. In the Pacific, some US funding was channeled through the Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project to support local investigative reporting. It's the kind of work most media organisations don't have the time, resources, skills or courage to carry out. Aubrey Belford is the OCCRP's lead Pacific editor. He says it's vital work and Australia and New Zealand should step up or step in to ensure it continues.
You know, we're the first network of independent investigative journalists in the region. We got started in the region with US funding. Thankfully, we're a global organization that has the majority of our funding coming from non-US sources. So we're able to shuffle things around and keep going and keep doing investigations in the region. But we are at reduced capacity, and the local journalists, the independent local journalists that are working on these investigations, have been hit even harder than us. Like the media everywhere, Pacific Media is in a difficult financial position. These are countries that do not have a lot of money for independent reporting, and US grants have helped, you know, build some capacity there for reporters to put out real news rather than, you know, propaganda or rewriting press releases.
Going back to what you said about how US money helped you to establish these, what sort of things did you do with that money?
So we set up this network of investigative reporters to look at the flow of dark money and influence in the Pacific region, which is really one of the most strategic regions in the world, an incredibly important region because it is the world's most popular drug route. It's a place where you have a geopolitical contestation between the West and China, and it's also, you know, Australia's region. So we were exposing things like how the CCP was working with criminal organizations in the region. Sorry, CCP is the Chinese Communist Party. We had exposed, you know, how you had drugs coming through the region, down through Papua New Guinea and places like that. So in the absence of this reporting, we really have a black hole of information where all sorts of nefarious activities can happen. So that's why funding investigative journalism in the region is so important.
What impact will this loss of funding have on those independent journalists?
This loss of funding is going to have a really deleterious impact to independent investigative reporters in the region. And that's why it's so important that other donors step up. I'm thinking particularly of the Australian and New Zealand governments, but also any non-government donors in the region, because this isn't just about freedom of the press or about the public being informed, but this is about combating corruption, and this is about national security.
Australia could potentially say, well, we plough heaps of money into media training in the region. How would you respond to that?
I think the difference with the funding that was coming from the United States, despite a lot of the conspiracy theories out there, is actually that it was truly independent. And we had the freedom to do stories that would be uncomfortable for the US government and also uncomfortable for leaders and business interests in the region. And I think the big difference is that this is very, very pointed investigative work that makes everyone uncomfortable. It doesn't cost nearly as much money as a lot of broader assistance, but it's really the kind of the most difficult work. It's the work that makes people uncomfortable. And it's exactly the kind of thing that we really think Australia needs to, you know, step up and be a part of. There is a lot of valuable training that Australia does on, you know, having news that reports on people's day-to-day needs. But investigating corruption and the misuse of public funds is a very specific skill. It's very advanced work. It takes a lot of time. You need to understand how to read all sorts of documents. And you also need to be able to work in global collaborative teams in order to be able to catch global crime. And right now, the training doesn't cover that. And that's the gap that's now been left.
And that's Aubrey Belford from the Organised Crime and Corruption Reporting Project speaking to Liam Fox.